Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report for the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday evening, August 19th. I'm Mike Weinstein. This time, bargains exist outside of back-to-school sales and how good credit can help you save on insurance. Back-to-school shopping season is a good time to buy other items that typically go on sale this time of year. The Journal's Brett Ahrens tells us that one money-saving decision you can make is to change cellular phone companies.
The trick is to look for so-called virtual network operators who basically resell airtime from the major network. You know, you go to a company called Freedom Pop, they resell Sprint rather than going to Sprint directly.
And it may be time to go old school when it comes to reading.
If you buy paperbacks, they're cheaper than electronic books in a lot of cases. And actually, if you really want a deal, you can buy them online, thriftbooks.com. They're basically secondhand. They're good quality.
It's also a good time for a fall vacation. Hotels typically are not full in the autumn months and thus offer special deals to eliminate vacancies. One of the lesser-known benefits of having a good credit rating is that it can help you save a bundle on insurance. While consumer advocates say that insurance companies should not look at credit scores when determining premiums, that sector strongly disagrees, according to Andrea Coombs of the Journal.
People with bad credit or no credit, there's a correlation between that situation and higher claims activity. So they say there's a financial reason that they do this.
And in most states, insurers are looking into your rating as they determine the risk of offering you a policy for both auto and homeowners.
You really need to keep a close eye on your credit, make sure there are no errors on your credit rating, because those could be really dinging you and costing you some money.
In some cases, consumers are paying twice as much for auto insurance, even if they have a clean driving record. That is it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Mike Weinstein at the Wall Street Journal.